Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Now, let's be real. Life can feel like a constant race, right? Between work, family, social commitments, and just trying to keep up with the news cycle, it's easy to get swept away in the whirlwind. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things at once and suddenly your brain feels like scrambled eggs? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon against this constant chaos, a superpower we can all access? It's called self-care, folks, and it's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Today, we're diving deep into why self-care is absolutely essential, especially for those of us who feel like life's throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. Because let me tell you, neglecting your well-being is like trying to run a marathon on empty. You might make it for a while, but eventually, you're going to crash and burn. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious self-care strategies that will help you tap out of overwhelm and recharge your batteries. Here are five key takeaways to remember. First off, understand this. Self-care is not selfish. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Think of it like putting on your oxygen mask first before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? When you take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle everything else life throws your way. It's like hitting the reset button, allowing you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Next up, let's talk about personalization. Self-care is not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. What works for your best friend might not work for you, and that's totally okay. Think about what genuinely nourishes your soul. Do you crave quiet time to read or hike in nature? Maybe it's a hot bath with a good book, or catching up with loved ones. Experiment with different activities until you find what makes you feel truly refreshed and rejuvenated. Remember, even small moments of self-care can make a big difference. You don't need to carve out hours each day. Sometimes, it's just about taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply, stretching, or listening to your favorite song. These little pockets of mindfulness can help you de-stress and regain a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Now, let's get practical. How do we actually incorporate self-care into our busy lives? It all starts with intentionality. Schedule it in. Treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment. Put them on your calendar and stick to them. Even if it's just for 15 minutes a day, make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you miss your self-care goals, and that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start again tomorrow. Don't strive for perfection. Aim for progress. Celebrate the small wins and keep moving forward. You know those moments when you're feeling completely overwhelmed? Maybe it's deadline week at work, or your kids are driving you crazy, or life just seems to be throwing curveballs left and right. Remember that time last month when you were swamped with a project and barely slept for days? You pushed through, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower. But honestly, by the end of it all, you felt drained and depleted. You knew you needed to take a break, but you just couldn't seem to find the time or energy. Sound familiar? That's exactly what we need to avoid. By prioritizing self-care, you're essentially building your own personal resilience toolkit. Think of it like this. When you take care of yourself, you're investing in your future success and happiness. You'll be more equipped to handle stress, bounce back from setbacks, and show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, what are you waiting for? Start making time for self-care today. Remember, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Listen to that inner voice telling you to take a break, recharge, and prioritize your well-being. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. As always, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember to tap out of overstimulation whenever you need a break. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-care reminder, and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.